email me or something? And it ended up being a really, really pleasant experience. I reached out to the women in the program that had been doing this thing a lot longer than I had. I took their suggestions. I got a sponsor who taught me how to be a woman of integrity. And the day she told me I was becoming a woman of integrity, it dawned on me that that's what I wanted, you know. And I had two sponsors who led me through the steps. And the second woman, many of you might know, Renee, she didn't usually take people from Project Creamie as sponsees. And I was very grateful that she did. She had something I wanted, and I definitely learned a lot from her. Today, I get to pay bills. I get to go to work every day. I get to be present in life. My son's 3 years old now, and you know, I couldn't be more blessed in my career and my journey in recovery. There's definitely many, many bumps along the road. My husband is also in recovery. About a little while after we got our son back in our care officially, he had a very crazy relapse, and I did as well. And just reaching out to our fellow alcoholics and people in the program, we were able to get back on track. And not very many couples make it through this. They say don't get in or out of a relationship in the first year. And I stuck with my husband, and you know, but I called him on his BS because there was a lot of that. And it's not that I was better at it than him. I just had a really great example to follow, and I'm really grateful that my mother was here before me, because, you know, when I was in the confinement of a program with people I didn't know and understand, I had somebody to help me understand what was going on around me. And it was suggested to me to follow the winners, and I did, and that's what I did. It was also suggested to be a service, and that's definitely what I do today too, is stay in service. And when I got home from Project Creamie, I continued service work. I still give haircuts to addicts and alcoholics that need to feel good about themselves. There's something so powerful behind making somebody feel good about themselves by giving them a haircut that they wouldn't otherwise be able to afford. And I now work at a men's hair cutting place. Never thought I'd be doing men's hair all day, every day, but I do. And it's a hell of a lot easier than doing women's hair. And I work with a great bunch of women, and it's kind of funny because a lot of them are, they're quite younger, and they like to go out to the bars in San Luis, and it's interesting to see. It's a good reminder of why I don't want to be out there anymore. I couldn't be more blessed in my life today. I am trusted by my family. I'm accepted by my peers. I get to participate. I have friends with young children, and we all get together. And I'm not bowing out on something because I've gotten loaded and I'm too embarrassed to be around them. And so my journey has been really, really interesting. It's not over yet. So I'm just really, really grateful. And like I said, my mom definitely showed me a lot and how to be the woman I am today. So I don't know if I have a couple more minutes left. Scrambling for words to come out, but...
Okay.
Yeah. You know. Right? I do want to say how grateful I am to Project Creamie. Like I said, they laid the foundation of my recovery. I had to ask permission short of anything about, like, going to the bathroom, you know, doctor's appointments, everything, which was good for me. I never had to follow any rules. I was raised in a very liberal environment by a couple of hippies. And... it was, they let me make my own decisions. I really got to decide my own stuff. So having to ask to do just the little things or having a schedule was really bizarre to me. I didn't understand it, and I probably, you know, was fighting it in the beginning. But when I got out of Project Premi and I got into the real world, quote unquote the real world, it just helped me a great deal. I never did it perfectly, but I do it better today than I ever did in my active alcoholism. And I thank them very, very much for that. So thank you guys all for having me here tonight. I really appreciate it.